My, there's a twinkle in my eye. Mischief, mischief, I am up to mischief. Oh, Daddy, nice day, 90s. Holy, geez, it's going to be hot. And so wear your feel, fucker. And plan for maximum ventilation. Let's pick up the phone, 4321101. Hello, how you doing?
Hey, all right, man. Hey, I've been listening to Estelle, man. She sounds pretty young. How old is that thing?
That thing actually is younger than she sounds. I mean, sounds younger than she is.
Yeah, I know, man.
She's not younger than she is. She's in her 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you want to put the moves on her? I can tell right away you want to put the moves on it.
Don't I wish. Hey, whatever happened to your toe monster?
I'll do that again for you. It's been a while, but I'll bring that back. If you want it,
hey,
I'll
man,
do it.
Man, that voice is bad.
That voice is bad, 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 bad. Believe me, that's
I
bad.
I some people with that.
Huh?
So you can scare some people with that.
I know. I love to scare people with that toe monster voice. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, who should I call to scare the living poop out of it? Maybe I'll find you. I know. Find you. You got a Yellow Pages in there? Get me a number of a church, any church. Yeah, preferably out of town. Yeah, get an out-of-town phone book so we can I'll call up and use that voice and dazzle them. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Any religion, just put my finger where it lands and I'll call him. Yeah, all right, let's do it. Is the machine hooked up? All right. Yeah, Nito, torpedo, it's gonna be so Nito. We'll call and, And Jack, you know, a little good, clean fun. I ain't gonna do anything sacrilegious or anything. I just, you know, just a little good, clean fun to kind of liven up the day and give them something to talk around the convent, you know. Something to, tell their little brothers and sisters, the mother superiors. See what's working.
Holy Church of the Eucharist.
Hello, it is I.
This is Sister Mary speaking.
Hello, Sister Mary. I expected you to answer the phone. It is I, the Lord thy God. Sister Mary, I have come to you to speak with you of a matter of great importance. Are you listening very carefully?
Yes.
Sister Mary, you have been thinking unclean thoughts.
Are you serious? Is this really God?
Yes. It's really me.
Well, why are you calling me on the phone? How come you haven't come to see me in person?
Because I don't have a clean sheet to wear, or I would have. But that's not the important part, Sister Mary. The important part is I am with you at every minute, of every second, of every day. And I know you're having earthly thoughts of earthly pleasures, earthly leisures and desires. And I've come to ask you to be strong, Sister Mary, and stop it. Okay?
Well,
please. Please, Sister Mary, thou must not think earthly thoughts. That's why I called. Oh, and to tell you to please, wipe yourself a little more carefully, too. Thank you.
It's Merchants Tire and Auto Center's biggest sale.
It's how cute, oh, little ducks. A mallard hen with 9 hatchlings only hours old was run down on Pennsylvania Avenue east of 14th Street, but it was but saved. Somebody crawled a taxi cab, ran the duck down, killed one of the little ducklets, but Mama Duck was okay. They just got hung up in the undercarriage of the cab, and then they turned the ducks loose, so they're okay. All the little ducklets, all the little sweetie pies, all the little ducks in a row. Duck jokes. I don't know any duck jokes. I don't think I do. Let me see. Well, oh, yeah, there's the one about you got a Virginia hunting license, boy, but I've already done that one. How about Donald Duck? Donald Duck got divorced. His wife didn't have a big enough quack. DC 101, before I do this story, I just wanted to let you know that there's no way in heaven's name that Clint Eastwood and I could ever have a thing. You know, if we met each other, we'd probably Indian wrestle. You know, we'd stand there man to man, shaking hands with a big grip, seeing who'd be the first to break it. We'd see who could bring the other guy to his knees quicker with a mighty grip. Huh? That's probably what we'd do. There's no way he would go that way or I would go that way. You'd never know. You never know in life, though. You never know. It's hard to say, but, you know, maybe we'd be at the doctor's office getting a normal routine chest x-ray, and the doctor flips the machine on, goes to, you know, get another camel or something, and he looks up at the TV, the ball game's on, he forgets that we're in the x-ray machine, and the next thing you know, we get that dose of rain. He watches a few innings of the ball game, comes running out, but by then, it's already too late. I'm already skipping around the office, singing to Clinton. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. Oh, and we make love with the stars above. It's just unreal. When you get a slice, it had to be yours. Oh yes, you have brought me lots of smiles, even though you've given me piles. It had to be you, had to be you, it had to be you. What da da da! Isn't this nice, Clinton? We've rented a day sailing here in front of the Kennedy Center, just you and me in the water. Sit here together like lovers. Clinton, will you put down that bologna and cheese sandwich, please? Oh, Clinton, I'm trying to wax philosophic and be romantic, and there you are. Would you at least floss, Clinton? Try it out loud. Try to add a little romance and... Oh, no, your hay fever's not kicking up, is it? Because we're under these trees. Oh, no. Clinton, cover your mouth when you sneeze. Oh, look at that nasty... You got it on the sail, Clinton!
Will you shut up, punk? I didn't want to come here in the first place. I hate sailboats. I hate sun in my face. I hate water.
Clinton, you hate everything. Come over here and sit next to me, will you, for crying out loud? Oh, look, there goes Raphael and Joseph. Hi! Hi, guys! Look, they didn't even wave. Raphael is such a bitch, you know? Sometimes she can be...
Don't wave to anybody, punk. I don't want anybody to see me here on this stupid boat.
Clinton, it's not stupid. Here, put your arm around me and let's hold each other close. Why did you push me into the bilges, Clinton?
Because I got to take a constitutional.
Oh, Clinton. Try it out loud. This is really a nice romantic trip. I sit back here at the tiller watching you sitting on the porta potty. Really fun. Everybody else has a good time and look at me watching you. Oh, for crying out loud. Why is my life such a nightmare? A nightmare! Nothing ever goes like I planned it. Nothing ever happens the way I want it to happen.
Oh, God.
Are you done down there? Oh, God. Oh, unsavory. Clinton, close the hatch cover. Close the hatch. Yes, please. I can't stand it. Oh, jeez. The wind is changing. Look out, Clinton. I got to lean over you to adjust the sail for the breeze. If you insist, vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. Going to the land of the dead. You know the most frustrating thing that ever happened to me down there? I mean, this is what you want to. Can we talk mega frustration? I was down there for a golf tournament one time, and man, I am playing the best I've ever played in my life. Balls are going right where they're supposed to be going. I'm hitting long drives. I'm making long putts. I was really thrilled with my performance, and I was leading. Well, I got up on the last hole, and I hit this long drive. And wouldn't you know, just then a cow walked out on the fairway, and that ball came down and lodged
cows took us. I mean, direct hit. I'm thinking to myself, oh, nah! I went running down there. Well, you know, the cow, with my ball still in its tuchus, starts walking toward the hole. I said, all right! And the people on the plane said, hey, no fair, gringo! I said, wait a minute. Judges, is this fair? Like, the cow, the ball landed in the cow's tuchus. It's a natural God-given obstacle, right? I don't have to take a two-stroke penalty on this. The judge consulted his rule book. He said, well, let me see, señor gringo. If you are playing and you hit a tree with the ball and the ball rolls down the limb of the tree and falls closer to the hole, that's considered a good fortune luck. The same way this cow with his ball in the tuchus, if he walks toward the green and the ball falls out, it's okay. So I'm thinking, geez, I may set a record for a hole-in-one on this hole. Unbelievable. And sure enough, I'm watching as the cow's walking the ball. It's getting closer and closer to the rim of the actual tuchastal area, getting ready to fall out. I'm thinking, all right, now we're on the green. That ball is just about ready to drop out. I was about ready to win the prize when a bull came out from nowhere and just... No!
I looked and it was gone, needless to say. Gone somewhere around the lower intestine, I assume, judging for the way the bull looked. And they asked me why I drank. Oh, man. I figured we'd wait around for the cow to take a constitutional and then maybe I'd get another shot at it. But unfortunately, there was a time constraint. And not only that, but the cow started walking away. So I figured, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ooh, Delhi. Oh, Delhi. It's kind of like the bull adding insult to injury. I don't like bulls anyway. They just, something about them. I don't know what it is. Oh, man. Time for the morning squeal. Excuse me. The morning squeal. Let's see where traffic is bad. Whoa, 270 southbound. Construction barricades at Route 124. Oh, God. Estelle! Yeah. Remember when everybody was buying ID bracelets, when they used to be the craze? Oh, God. I'll never forget that. Oh, and Estelle would nag me. Nag me! Oh, I want an ID. I want an ID. I want an ID. I want an ID. I said, all right! I went to the jewelry store. I bought her an ID bracelet, but I didn't have him put Estelle on there. I had the jeweler put Bucking Funt on there. And I brought it back and I gave it to her. She said, what's this? I said, it's Yugoslavian. It means I love you. She said, you are so romantic. And she got on the floor right away. She called her mother. Hey, Ma, you never guess what Nino did. You said he wasn't romantic. He got me an ID bracelet with Bucking Font. And her mother said, well, what is that? And Estelle said, well, I never heard of it either, but it's Yugoslavian. It means I love you. And she said, I'll always wear it. Thanks, baby. I tell you what, I nearly died. She wore it to a party we had at the VFW. She came by wearing that thing. She showed it, and everybody was rolling with laughs. She couldn't figure it out. I said, that Yugoslavian just sounds funny to people, baby. And, she's walking around with it. The guys at the Friday night card game, she showed them that day. It was hilarious. She wore that thing for weeks. For weeks, yeah. I had a Tupperware party. The other ladies are howling with laughs. Finally, one day, I'm sitting there smoking a cow, reading the paper. She comes in and says to me, you no good. I can't believe that you... I said, what's the matter, Estelle? Did you find out? She said, yeah, I found out. It's not real gold. It's plated.
It's alarm clock rock. In the morning, the Grease Man on DC 101.
From the names... All right, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. Why not do a Holy Roman Empire? 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Please, no more calls on Estelle. People keep calling me about Estelle this, Estelle that. I don't want to talk about Estelle! I've had it up to here with Estelle. You know, it seems like that marriage just won't go away. It's a bad dream that keeps recurring. Keeps coming back like Lazarus. Nella. You know the thing? All right, one last thing about Estelle. Then I don't want to talk about her anymore. Estelle used to come up with cockamamie schemes, and that really got on my... I mean, she would come up with a stupid... I remember one time she came to me, she said, honey, I said, what? She said, I was talking to a friend of mine, Claire, and Claire told me a great idea. There's this tattoo guy that tattoos underwear on you, so you don't have to keep buying new underwear. It'll save you money. It only costs $25. I said, whoa. You mean... You go to a tattoo parlor and this guy tattoos a pair of underwear on your body. And she said, yes, just think you'll save it. You only have to pay him $20. I said, all right, it makes sense to me. Won't have to buy any more stanking underwear. Let's do it. So we went down there. Sure enough, a guy tattoo parlor. I said, I'd like some underwear tattooed on my wife, please. And the guy says, all right, come in. I went in there just to make sure nothing untoward was going to happen. Sure enough, she stripped down. She got on the table. The man took his little tattoo machine and went ahead and tattooed a pair of panties on her. And when he was done, he said, that'll be $50. I said, wait a minute, $50? Estelle's friend Claire was in here, it's only $25. He said, well, I had to go in the hole on that one. I said, well, you're going to take a licking on this one, I'll tell you that.
Haley's coming, come on. I'm getting a flashback. Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you think I need a checkup from the neck up when I say that I believe I lived in the Holy Roman Empire? As the Emperor Tukas Faceyas. I lived in luxury with my bride, Sleaze Baggius. My daughters, Vaginitis and Syphiliticus, comforted me in my old age. My son, Porskidius, was ready to take over the throne. Together with his close friend, Testicules, he would one day rule the kingdom that me and my right-hand man, Nomnotius, ruled. When we were sitting around the palace, everyone was thoroughly bored. When Dildonius came running in and said, Sire, I was talking to Blue Balius. What say we have a picnic? I said, a swimming idea. A picnic, it shall be a royal picnic. Call up Dick Weedius and see if he can organize it. Last time we had douchebaggies organize that thing and it got all bollocked up, okay? And tell Scroticles to keep himself away from the potato salad, if you don't mind. Oh, and, who shall we have make the salad dressing? No, not Spermius. He made it last time and there was something funny about it. I don't know. And when you make the seating arrangement, make sure I'm downwind of flatulence, okay? Because I can't take it. Now, the women, we should bring wenches, don't you think? All right, tell Fallopia she can come in Estrogena, but Frigidicles is out. She's out. She is history. And tell Menopausia she can come if she shaves, all right? Oh, yes, by all means, Volvatia is invited. And, of course, genitalia would be most welcome. Who's that guy limping over there? Oh, that's... Hey, Blue Balius, you want to go on a picnic? Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Just tell Dildonius that if he wants to come, he can come too, okay? Yeah. Cover right, please, no way. All right. The positor is, yeah, he can come, okay? So sure enough, we went out on this picnic. I said, hey, Puppius, you mind helping out here a little bit there? Why don't you and Puntangius lay out the blanket? That's it. And we'll all sit down and have us a wonderful time. Well, I was sitting there just chatting away with Orgasmocles and Prostatus, but suddenly it was an attack! The Visigoth hordes came out of nowhere! I couldn't believe it! They were in battle regalia, and we were in our full royal robes. We tried to run. I got my foot stuck in a piece of pie. They grabbed us. The Visigoth hordes are known to be merciless. My buddy Nomnotius was getting the same treatment alongside of me. I said, hell of a note, Nomnotius, to think we were worried about the ants and the flies.
Yeah, he's nuts. But you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.
Acting, I get to play some rock. I get to talk on the maggot line at 4321101. I get to listen to some good shrieking.
But I remember when I was a medical man. Oh, Nelly. Every day I'd walk into my office, throw my arms skyward, and scream, these hands have been touched by God! What was my specialty? OBGYN. Now, let me tell you.
Oh!
Talk about a brutal way to make a buck. I remember I was sitting in my office one day adjusting the valve on my gas mask when in walked my assistant, Miss Hodgkiss. She said, Doctor, don't panic, but Mrs. Hotchengirdis is in the waiting room. I said, no, not Mrs. Hotchengirdis! I backed up against the wall, all the color drained from my face. I don't want to treat her. I don't want to treat her. She's all over the law. It's foul. Oh, Nella! Nella, she's the reason docs get out of the business, sir. My assistant, Miss Hodgkiss, said, Doctor, you have to treat her. You took the Hippocratic Oath. I said, yes, but I had my fingers crossed. Then I said, all right, prep her. Prep her. And in the old room, not the room with the new wallpaper. In the old one, please, okay? Took me hours to get that up there. I don't want it peeling off. She was prepping Miss Hodgkiss. I went outside. I looked around. Finally, I saw somebody walking a Great Dane. I followed him around till that dog squeezed off a nasty, stankin' flopper. One of them curled one, pyramid-like. When the guy walked away, I just got him down on my hands and knees, put my nose an inch away from it. I just breathed deep. About 10 times. To kind of ice over my sense of smell so I could handle the task before me. I kicked the door open. Mrs. Archengirdes was prepped. I got before I said, okay, let's see here. Scoot down, scoot down, scoot down. Yay. Oh. My eyes were watering. She said, am I all right? I said, yeah, I think you're all right. I don't know. I'm not so hot myself here. She said, I'm nervous, doctor. I'm nervous. I said, nurse, quick, get us a shot of straight whiskey, would you? Mrs. Archengirdes said, thank you, doctor. I said, not for you, for me. Jeez. Okay. What I see here, Mrs. Archengirdes, what I can detect through my senses, I think what I'm going to have to prescribe for you is
mega douche.
Said, well, doctor, what does it consist of? I said, it consists of my own special concoction that I'm about to put on the market and make millions. It consists of marijuana, talcum powder, and chicken fat. Keeps that thing high and dry and finger-licking good.
Ha! Pour on the fun.
I bet you without even saying a word of English, I can let you know exactly what I'll be doing this weekend. It's a long word, but it's not really a word. The word is
blada 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 bleedy blada 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 bleedy blada blada bloody loud do 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 bloody loud do.
Yeah, you got it. I'll be going out on that 57 feet of sleek fiberglass known as the Good Ship Grease. Burning irreplaceable fossil fuel like there's no tomorrow. I'll be contributing to the deterioration of the ecosystem by belching noxious fumes. Emptying my bilges. Generally, acting like an American on holiday. Oh, Della! And I just hope I don't see too many sailboaters. I just hope I don't see too many. I hate those maggots. Why don't you wave to us, power motors? You ever notice that they turn the other way? What scum dogs? I mean, I got upset one time. I went right by somebody. It was a narrow channel. I was just going at idle speed. I wasn't making any weight. The guy saw me. I waved. He turned the other way. I got hot. I hit the throttle. I started going in circles around the guy. So tell me to wave, you maggot. Wave. You be friendly or I'll break your face. I mean, if you got a boat, you can always do good with the ladies. You know where those maggots will rent those stinking sweat boxes? Known as day sailors in front of the Kennedy Center. Like today, they'll be out there selling. Tomorrow, they'll be at 95 degrees, sitting there with a life jacket on this stinking little boat, not even a room for a cooler. Probably won't be much wind if it's that warm out. And you call that fun? Where is the fun there? I mean, where is the fun? I remember one time last summer I cruised through there at a Good Ship Grease. There I was. I was steering from the lower station in complete air-conditioned comfort, wearing a blue blazer with an ascot, captain's hat, tilted at a jaunty angle, sipping on something cold. White deck pants, crisply pressed. And I just went kind of real slow, weeding my way through all those maggots on the day sailors, sweating there, hating life, getting sunstroke. I just went through until I found the bed, the one with the best-looking woman on there. There was some clam sitting in the back. I pulled up alongside of them. I said, how y'all doing? They looked up at me as I stood there on my massive cruiser. I said, I couldn't help but notice it. I hope you don't mind me saying, y'all look very hot. Why don't you come in for a second, have a beer, cool off? Needless to say, they eagerly accepted. I said, we'll tie this
this floating turd behind my boat, all right? And it'll be safe there. So I cleated that bad boy off and we came inside. I said, Captain Martinez, would you lay some paper towels down on the Davenport? We don't want them sweating on my velour. And so they sat there, I gave them a couple of beers. I'm looking at that thing over. She looked nice. She looked yeah. I waited about 20, 25 minutes till they were all cooled down. They weren't sweating anymore. They were comfortable. I said, well, I gotta be taking off. They looked miserably out at that stinking craft out there. I said, I tell you what, buddy, y'all look like you've had enough sun for one day anyway. Probably your rental's about up on that thing. Why don't you sail it to shore and let's give the lady a break and I'll take her to the dock in my boat. What do you say? I'm sure she would, don't you, baby? She said, oh, Brad, if you wouldn't mind. Yucca Puck gets back in the sailboat and goes on his stinking way. I said, Captain Martinez, take up the anchor, full speed ahead. She said, but aren't you going to take me to the dock? I said, let's face it, baby. I could see you were looking at me. You obviously know what I'm looking at you. I mean, do you really want to be with that guy? I mean, that's his idea of a date. He takes you out. He spends, what, $5 to rent a boat for an hour so you can sweat? So you can be miserable? What do you say you and I have a little session? If he says anything to you about it, you just say that I just on my own accord just took off. And by the time you could tug me to turning around, I know you were far away. She said, what did it for me? I said, dish. And needless to say, she jumped it like a big dog. Oh, yeah. We had a zesty session. She said, I feel so tawdry, but what the hell, it's my last fling before I marry her. I said, you're marrying that clam in the sailboat? She said, yes, he's really a good man. I said, well, all right. She said, be careful, I'm not taking anything because he and I are planning to have children, so I'm unprotected. I said, don't worry, I've had a vasectomy, baby. She said, oh, thank God. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, Captain Martinez, take us back to the dock with you. Oh, Nelly. She said, all right, see. I said, I had a nice time. Yeah, we'll see you. Yeah, good luck with the marriage. But boy, I watched her go on her seeping way. Captain Martinez stood there with me as we both shared a camel. He said, I didn't know you had a vasectomy. I said, I don't have no vasectomy. Hey, we both started laughing. I just think it's kind of funny that, 14 years from now, that guy's going to wonder why his kid's running around going, hobble, hobble, ha.
There.
Hey, I mean, today, if you'd like a piece of the action, hello, waddle-dee-laddle-waddle-dee.
I was at this exclusive Washington restaurant Saturday night.
Yeah?
And I saw you with this fine-looking babe.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That was my honey, my funny little honey, my teeny-weeny-neeny.
And there I was, wearing a tie and a jacket. They wouldn't let me in unless I wore that, and there you were, wearing a striped shirt.
No sleeves.
Cut off no sleeves.
Big arms hanging out.
My parents are down for dinner. They're looking at you going, who is this guy? How come he's not wearing a tie or jacket?
And there I was, just, there I was. I make my own dress code, buddy.
What'd your girlfriend order? Was she ordering any fish or anything?
Yeah, she ordered some fish because she likes it. That's why. She likes it. That's why she ordered the fish, unlike Estelle, who used to order it for camouflage. Oh, it was humiliating. Humiliating. Hey. Just when we get in the restaurant, I'd say, waiter, quick, yeah, shrimp cocktail on the table. Sometimes I'd call ahead so it'd be there on the table. It was embarrassing when we had people over. So I finally got an aquarium in the living room, and then no one was any the wiser. I'll never forget one time we had this wealthy man living next door to us. We was first married. He came over one day. He said, I'll be honest with both of y'all. I've been eyeing you, Estelle, hungrily. I know you're newlyweds, and I know it'll be years before your marriage crumbles, as it one day will, believe me. That's why I'm prepared to make you this offer now. He looked at Estelle. He said, honey, I want you desperately. And I'll write you a check for $15,000 for one session.
I still ran into my arms, turned weeping. I was the only person she had ever known. I said, 15 grand? And still looked at me and said, you're not serious about considering the guy. I said, Estelle, come here a second. Let me talk to you. Estelle, this guy is offering a 15 G's for one session, one torrent session. And believe me, Estelle, he won't do anything a bar of soap won't cure. She said, but you wouldn't mind if another man? I said, it's not like you're having an affair on me or anything. That would hurt me. But, you know, just a perfunctory... I mean, really, Estelle, 15 G's? You wanted that new car, did you? Huh? You wanted it. Just think, baby, we could get it. She said, but I don't know, it's just... I don't know, 15 grand or 50. I mean, it's just... such a personal thing. And you and I have been together, we've only... I said, Estelle... do what you want to do, but think about it. She said, what do you want me to do? I'll do what you want me to do. I said, let's go for the 15 G's. A lonely tear went down her cheek. She said, all right. I said, Baba, did you bring your checkbook? He said, why, yes, I did. I said, let me show you to the boudoir. And so... I led him to the master bedroom. I turned down the sheets. I said, y'all have fun? If you need me, I'll be in the kitchen. So I went downstairs, lit a Camel, and thought about that 15 G's, and then I thought about it. Wait a minute. This is the woman I courted, I sparked. This is the woman who will one day be the mother of my children. This is the woman who was so terrified the first time we were together. She had never been with a...